The mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail's here. When you control the mail, you control information.
Oh.
This could be the big salami. Yes, it is.
Into something strange. In your league, who you gonna call?
Sleeper
wire! What the hell is going on?
Beats me, Stephen A. Beats the hell out of me. No, I got you, Stephen A. It's the Sleeper Wire mail sack. Ladies, gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you have tuned in to the only weekly live advice show where we take your calls and we don't have a single line. We're not on, you know, tune in radio or whatever that thing is where you can only get a call at a time. We got a hold system. So when you call this number tonight, 256-56-SLEEP, 256-567-5337, you're going to get to hear the show while you wait. We're going to limit the questions tonight. Here's the ground rules. We got so many calls, and we went almost 2.5 hours last week. So we're going to limit the questions, 2 questions per caller. If you have more than that, call back in. But we want to get through these calls, and we've got a ton of questions from the Sleeper app and the Facebook group. If you're on Facebook and you want to join the group, it's Sleeper Wire Fantasy Football Club. If you're on the Sleeper app, join our channel. If you're not already part of that, look for Sleeper Wire. We're on Twitter at Sleeper Wire Show. And if we don't get to your question, or if you're listening to this recorded and the phone doesn't work because we're not online, go to our website, sleeperwire.com/advice. Fill out the form. It goes right to our email. We answer your question usually pretty quickly. And that's another way to reach us with questions. On the show today, my name's producer Steve. I got Lucas and Dirty Jobs Mike, and I think Hoos has joined us as well. So, guys, you ready to get into the calls already? We already got Bobby Salsa. Oh, no, Bobby Salsa.
I'm trying to get in here. You guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey, there you go.
Okay.
All right. You're good.
Okay.
All right. So, first caller up is Bobby Pigskin. Bobby Pigskin, welcome to the Sleepwire Mail Sack.
It's good to be back, but I got to be honest. I kind of like Bobby Salsa.
That's actually the name. Bobby. That's actually the name of another character on another show that I do in local radio. There's a listener that goes by the name Bobby Salsa, but hey, you know, I think it's taken.
All right, that's fair. All right, so I'll try to be quick. What do you guys think about the trade? I got offered Mike Evans and Marlon Mack for T.Y. Hilton and Chris Carson.
I take it.
Ooh, really? Because Chris Carson's the best player in this to me. I think that he's going to ball out and have a monster season. I don't think I'm doing this. Hoos?
This is Mike Evans and Marlon Mack for Chris Carson and T.Y.?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I take it. I like
that's
that trade.
That's a good deal. You're getting T.Y. And Carson?
Or no, I would be getting Mike Evans and Mack.
I don't like Mack.
It's kind of now I'm kind of seeing it as like kind of like a lateral move. Like he's gonna. I mean,
it feels lateral.
T.Y. is better than Mike Evans.
It feels lateral at this point. I just feel like Mike Evans should be better, but there's.
But so far Chris Godwin's the guy, and T.Y. is still the number one with Brissett. Yep. Brissett likes him. I mean, T.Y. is on pace to have more touchdowns in a season than he ever has, and Carson is significantly better than Mack to me.
Yeah, I think I keep what you have. As sexy as it could be, I do like. I don't want to say I like Mack because I've came into the season not liking him. I really like what he did this first week without getting any targets, and I felt like if he can continue to get that work, he should be a top 10 back easily. And like his production last week, but he's gonna be up and down. He's not targeted at all, so that's my problem with Mack. And Chris Carson does get targeted, so that's why I'd probably say this is PPR.
yeah
I'd stick with what you have.
All right, and second trade question: give up Juju and Devin Singletary, receive Dak Prescott and Sammy Watkins. I lost Big Ben. He was my wide receiver or quarterback.
So what you have?
It depends on what's on the waiver wire, right? If he doesn't have a quarterback,
right? No. Josh Allen is gone. Garoppolo is gone. I'm looking at Dalton and Brissett.
Yeah, I'm fine with
Stafford,
that.
Stafford, guys like that.
I'm fine with all
fine
that.
You're fine with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with all of that. I'm not giving up on Juju and Singletary, who I think is just fine. I'm not worried about his injury, and the Bills seem like they want to give him most of the work. Yeah, I keep what you have.
All right. What about Juju for Lamar Jackson?
What are your other wide receivers?
The remaining ones would be Robert Woods, Emmanuel Sanders, DK Metcalf, and Randall Cobb.
You're pretty thin if you give up Juju. You just don't. Yeah. If you had more depth, I would say pull that because I mean, Lamar Jackson's falling out. Like, what are you going to say?
Yeah, it's 12-team three wide receiver, but I always go running back heavy early.
12-team three wide receiver?
And an extra wide receiver, too, on top of it.
What's on waivers at wide receiver? I'm guessing they already passed and everything.
Yeah, but I'm still looking at – hold up.
Shark is going, I'm guessing.
I'm looking at our Sega Whiteside, QT, Willie Sneed.
I like White.
Parker, Mac Holland.
I like Sega.
For a week or two.
Yeah, right. I mean, just as a spot fill right now, I mean –
Well, he's looking at QB. That's his real thing right now. Is he's trying to fill.
I think you're fine with Dalton, to be honest. I'd grab Dalton.
I'd grab Stafford myself.
I think I would grab Stafford also.
Yeah. Well, hold up. Now I'm looking at it. Those are just guys from earlier, but people had dropped Jameis Winston, and I'm looking at Cam Newton, Kirk Cousins, Case Keenum. Also,
I'd pick up Jameis Winston.
I don't like Case this week because he's playing Chicago, but Case Keenum is a serviceable quarterback.
Yeah, I still think I take Matt Stafford out of that whole mix.
I mean, these are all streamers. You're going to stream. This is why we wait on quarterback. This is why you stream these guys. You stream them per the matchup. You know, I mean, that's what we do. It's no reason to break what we know, what we've been doing for years of fantasy football. The season gets here and then we act like we're in an airport and we're flying for the first time. Where do we go? Where?
We draft them.
It's like it happens all over again. Yeah, we're fine.
But I agree with Mike here. I think go ahead and grab Stafford. Stream your QBs in a three wide receiver league. You're not deep enough at wide receiver to trade away your best one. I think that you'll hurt yourself there. So probably just stay put.
Well, currently Emmanuel Sanders is the best one.
Well, I hear that. But I draft capital wise.
Originally, the guy had asked for Sanders for Lamar Jackson straight, but my co-owner didn't want to do it.
No, I wouldn't do that either. Unless it was a super flex, I can't see myself doing that.
Right, same here.
All right.
Yeah, I like Lamar Jackson, I do, but not for my wide receiver one. I can't do it.
All right, bud. Best of luck.
All right, much appreciated, guys.
Thanks, Bobby. Thanks for calling in.
Good luck, Bobby Salsa.
Bobby, 3 sacks.
Yeah, thanks.
Y'all know what time it is.
That's DMX.
You know what time it is.
Hey.
Do I have to tell you? Curtis. Curtis.
Huh?
It is Curtis. That's not a song. What am I doing? Curtis! What's up? What's up? What's up?
Hey, Curtis. You got the DMX today? Okay, I see you.
Yeah, man. Hey, man. I always appreciate the love, man. All right, guys. I'm going to make it. I'm gonna make it quick because I'm gonna have to call you guys back later. All right, in my main league, I started off 0-2. The reason being because I want to get the highest score 2 weeks in a row. So I'm a little frustrated, but I'm not down about it.
All right,
it's okay. It's all right. I would rather be 0-2 and have a solid team than luck into 2 wins and have a garbage team. So 100%. let's get you in there.
It's fine.
All right. All right, guys. This week, I had right now I'm looking at my quarterback matchup is between Carson Wentz and Josh Allen. I've been riding with Wentz heavy, but Wentz got a lot of injuries as a receiver, and so I feel like I should pivot to Josh Allen because he's gonna offer the upside from running and for going to get the Bengals on the trash defense.
I'm starting Josh Allen, and I'm happy about it. I'm okay with that.
I don't think you can go wrong here. I have this exact same dilemma. I picked up Josh Allen on waivers because Wentz was taking a beating and quarterbacks are dropping like flies. I think I'm going to play Josh Allen this week over Wentz.
I'm going to go Wentz.
All right.
Oh, you're going Wentz. Even with Deshaun out, even with Jeffrey out, you're still going Wentz.
I mean, he's still got Ertz. I mean, he's going to target Ertz. He's going to target Arcega Whiteside. He's got not Alshon. I don't know why he's slipping my mind. Aguilar. He has so many weapons. It's stupid. You know, so I think Wentz is – he's a top five guy. You know, I mean, he's – I think he should be just fine this week. I'm not starting him over Josh Allen. But you guys could be right. You're going to lean –
both great matchups.
You're going to lean these two champions versus the one. So go Josh
Allen. All right, then, guys. I got you. All right, guys. Second question. I have no confidence in DJ Moore this week without Cam Newton because Cam was hyper targeting him in between that 10 to 20 yard range. Since Cam not starting this week, I kind of like downgraded offense a little bit.
Sure.
Even though he was playing like crap, I still downgraded offense a little bit. So right now I'm looking at I'm looking at John Brown with the stack with Josh Allen. Do you guys like that?
Thumbs up. That gets my thumbs up. I like it. John Brown a lot this season.
It's a solid stack. And yeah, and as long as there's never been a knock on John Brown's skill. He has sickle cell anemia, and it's his durability. It's whether or not he's going to be able to last for an entire season. That's the reason why NFL teams, it's not because of talent. He's a great player.
I'm going to go. Okay. I don't know. It's weird. We're starting off weird. Because I'm like by myself on an island. Usually, Dirty Jobs is on an island by himself. I'm gonna go with DJ Moore. I mean, he's got Arizona. They're terrible. Like they're just trash. Dude, defensively.
I can't. No, John Brown's on fire right now.
He is. But I like John. I like DJ Moore a little bit more. I'm going by my rankings. So had I not had him in front of me, maybe I would have just arbitrarily said. Not arbitrarily because John Brown is balling, but I like the matchup for DJ Moore. Arizona's trash.
So is Cincinnati, though. So is Cincinnati.
Yeah, this is true.
And DJ Moore, he's what, like the 49th wide receiver right now?
Yeah, I can't.
No way. DJ Moore, he's not the 49th wide receiver.
I mean, what is he done?
DJ Moore is a 27 wide receiver right now in PPR.
Okay, in PPR. I'm looking at standard. He has a lot of catches,
And John Brown is a 17 wide receiver in PPR.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't care about 2 weeks. I care about the matchup, and those are two good matchups. I do, Cam is missing. I did do these rankings. When Cam was playing, thinking
Cam was there, yeah. So this has to
I did
be
do
Brown.
These rankings when Cam was
this,
playing, and I only have them a few spots apart.
This
so
is
I guess
John Brown.
I'm gonna lean, yeah, I guess I'm going to lean Brown here.
All right, thank you guys very much. And if you guys don't mind, kind of explain what's going on in Emmanuel Sanders because every expert is rating him low, which is insane. I feel it because right now he's a top five receiver. And last year before he got injured, he was a top 10 receiver. Right. I don't understand why he's still ranked so low. So, you guys going to take care of their cause, but if you guys get a tag, like, get some clarity towards that because it's insane that I've been bitching him 2 weeks in a row, and he's going apeshit on my bench.
Apeshit. Sanders, he's what he was. Sanders is back to what he was, and the reason – you got two reasons why people don't like Sanders. They don't like Flacco, and they're under the narrative that they're not allowed to come back quickly from an Achilles tear. So people are hung up on those two things.
And he's like 33 years old too, so.
But it doesn't matter.
I think people
the dude's balling
out.
It just doesn't matter.
I'm with you. But that's why people are thinking he's going to fall off or maybe he's going to re-aggravate injury. He's also got Green Bay this week. Green Bay's been really good for the year.
I'm actually flexing him over Damian Williams because Damian Williams dealing with an injury right now and he has not been showing me nothing and I can I cannot, on a good conscience, keep sitting Manuel Sanders. It started to make my stomach hurt.
It's the Will Fuller.
Yes, the Will Fuller effect.
It's like you can't sit him. Only he's better than Will Fuller.
Curtis, we can't have your stomach hurting and somebody shitting all over your bench. That's no good, man.
I got you, man.
You know what you're doing.
I want to top the line too long, guys. I'll give you a call back in probably an hour.
All right, cool.
All right, call.
All right, thanks,
sounds
Curtis.
Good.
All right, guys.
Always good to hear from Curtis. Coming up next, another repeat caller here. We got Jesus is on the line. Jesus, thanks for calling the Sleepwire Show.
Hey, what's up, man? Raiders, first of all. All right, so we're keeping the question short because we're trying to get all the colors. I got two for trades. I'm trying to target Mike Evans and DeAndre Hopkins.
Okay.
Because I have, Watson?
Yep.
How do you feel about this? I'm trying to give him Josh Gordon and Nelson Aguilar for Hopkins.
If he'll take that and run. I don't think he's going to, you know, he might take that for, and the Evans owner might take that though. And you have to sell it like with all the news that comes out, is coming out about AB, about how there's a second person that's coming out and saying sexual lawsuit allegations and some other things that are popping up about AB. You gotta upsell Josh Gordon and say, look, AB's probably not going to be there. Josh Gordon's probably going to be the guy. So I doubt you can get Hopkins. You might be able to get Mike Evans because he has been underperforming.
All right, because I'm still trying to get Ingram or Waller, but that one's hard, man. They don't want to let go of those guys. And then my second question is just what's up with Baltimore defense? Because I saw that they got dropped a lot, and, you know, the Jaden Ramsey rumor is going out, and maybe that might be one of the places where he lands if he gets traded.
I still like the Baltimore defense. They're playing Kansas City this week, which is why they're getting dropped. But they have a killer defense. So
you don't drop that defense.
Yeah,
you just put them on your bench and
they would
one of your good players.
This is if you have the space, I do not mind sticking them on your bench for a week and rocking another defense, using like maybe Tampa or San Francisco or Green Bay if they're available. And then,
all right, I managed to pick up San Francisco.
Those are
my three streamers this week too, Lucas. Very nice.
Yeah, good ones.
Yeah, all right, I managed to pick up San Francisco because I was going to go Tampa Bay, but somebody claimed them, and San Francisco was there, so I was like, oh, you know what? Roethlisberger's out, so it's kind of a no-brainer, right?
100%.
Yeah, talk about your trash defenses that are all of a sudden decent. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, you can use those guys.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, appreciate it, and I'll call back next week.
All right, Jesus.
All right,
go Raiders. I love how that guy always calls out his team right when he starts a call. All right, Abe is next, but right now we've got a call from Alaska. It's Mike. Mike, welcome to the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack.
How's it going, man?
How's it going?
Cold over there?
Yeah, I got a question about it's always cold, obviously. question about my wide receiver two position. I've had Jarvis Landry in there since the draft, and safe to say is underwhelming, so I'm wondering, should I throw Deebo Samuel in there?
What format?
Standard. I also have Metcalf if I...
Ooh, go. I'm Metcalf against New Orleans.
I'm Metcalf here, too.
All right, should that's, I? So, and, okay, that's
what
fine.
Did you have here? Sorry, flex, yeah, that's the first name.
Landry, DK Metcalf, and Deebo Samuel.
Yeah, pick one.
I have Metcalf ahead.
Okay, so then for my flex, I got Darren Waller. I have Zach Ertz, luckily. I'm wondering if I should play both tight ends or maybe throw Samuel in my flex ahead of Waller.
I
throw Samuel.
Waller has a safer floor. 13 receptions on 15 targets. He hasn't gotten the end zone yet, but he still has his lowest score is 12 points after two games without getting in the end zone. So they're looking for him a lot. He's a staple for Carr. I think that Deebo Samuel probably has a higher ceiling.
Yeah.
You know, he's the guy that can bust off a 70-yard touchdown for you. And San Francisco's looking pretty good. and I think Debo probably is the guy to own there. So I think it's if you want the ceiling, go with Debo. If you got a really tough matchup and you need to shoot for the moon. If you're just needing a baseline, I would go Waller. Mike, are you there too, or what do you think?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm with Waller.
Sorry, dirty John. We got two mics on the call.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking Waller there too. I do like Debo Samuel a lot, but I just can see too many target shares. Like, you know, Kittle's going to get his. You got Marquise Goodwin getting in there. I mean, there's just a lot of mouths to feed on that team, and I really feel like Waller is the only guy there. So I feel like Waller's the more solid play here for me too.
Okay, so I'm going to keep Waller as my flex, and then I'm going to sub out Landry for Samuel as my wide receiver too.
No, for DK.
Or Julio as my
for DK. For DK Metcalf.
Oh, okay. Yeah, DK.
So I'm not we all, yeah, I believe we all. DK, yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you guys for your time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good luck, man.
Thank you very much, Mike, for calling. I was in the middle of screening a call, but we'll do that in a second. Coming up next, we have Abe. Abe, you are on the Sleeper Wire mail sack.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, what's up, man? Welcome back.
Oh, thank you. So I have two questions. My first question is a quarterback question. I have Jameis Winston and Josh Allen. I have currently Josh Allen as my starting quarterback this week. But I've noticed that two guys in my league dropped Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield. So out of those two, which one should I pick up for season long?
Baker
wow.
For me.
That's a really good question. Who's where are you going here?
I'm pulling up matchups, actually, because I could say Baker, obviously.
His schedule's tough coming up, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's got the Rams right now. Yeah, you know what? I haven't been high on Baker at all, like, coming into the season. He hasn't looked good. Odell got him that touchdown. He did not get a touchdown.
Yeah.
Odell got him that touchdown if you watch the game. He just looked bad. Like, he at times where he looked good, but he doesn't look like – I don't know. Super impressed by him.
The whole team looked off to me, and I love Baker. Love Baker, but I got to go Kyler here. He has
– Yeah,
he put up,
I'm going Kyler.
He put up 24 in Baltimore. This dude's second start. Now he has Carolina, Seattle, Cincinnati, Atlanta, the Giants, New Orleans. Like, there's nobody in there I'm worried about. Carolina and Seattle, they have at home in Arizona. Like, Kyler's going to ball.
And should I drop Jameis Winston?
Yes. 100%.
Okay. And, Do it!
My second question is, I have, I need two wide receivers. I have, right now, Allen Robinson and DJ Moore in my as a starter. But I also have MVS, Will Fuller, and I picked up McLaurin, but he can't play him this week because of the Bears. So out of those guys, which two should I start?
Dirty, you want to lead us off here?
Oh man, I do. What were your last two? Like, I heard McLaurin, but where were the two before that?
MVS.
Allen Robinson, DJ Moore, MVS, and Will Fuller.
I feel like I want to do MVS and Will Fuller right here.
Really?
And should I trade maybe package some of those guys for a higher wide receiver? Or should I guess maybe like stick with them and see how they play out season long?
So, you need one here or?
He needs two of these five. He needs two of these five. Yeah. I'm locked and loaded on Allen Robinson.
Me too.
So he's the one for me, and
I'm gonna go McLaurin anyway.
See, I'm kind of it's funny because I was kind of leaning McLaurin also. So this is I've been all over the McLaurin train for the last couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Case Keenum every year locks on to a wide receiver and makes that dude a top 16 option. 2 years ago, Thielen and Diggs, both viable. Last year, Sanders was an absolute monster. And this year, it's Terry McLaurin. I know he's not very well known because he's a rookie and no one knows anything about Washington because the receivers never do anything and it doesn't really matter. But this dude runs like a 4.3. He's over 6 foot tall. He bodies people. He's physical. He wins the 50-50s. He burns people on routes. This guy can just do everything. He can do everything. He's very situationally aware when he's on the field. He knows where he is. He knows where the end zone is, knows where the sideline is. He's got a touchdown every single game. It's tough for me to sit him right now.
I can't sit McLaurin right now. it's tough. That's tough to sit. Even, it's a tough matchup, obviously, but like Luke was saying, he's going to find him eventually. Even if it's like late in the game. Like last game, actually, even if it's like late in the game, he's going to eventually find McLaurin and he's going to score a touchdown or he's going to find him and get a ton of yards. He's going to be serviceable for you, at least as a flex. I like him over the rest of what you have.
Sure. All right. I'll do that then. Thank you, guys.
All right. Mike, did you have
do you have any counter there? I know you liked MVS, and
I just don't.
All right, you already said yes. Sorry,
I just don't mess around with the Bears. That's my thing. Is I don't like to mess around with the Bears. It's usually a fantasy garbage wasteland. But I get exactly what you guys are saying, and I completely agree with it. So that's why I'm like, damn, I've got nothing. Like I agree.
I'm just saying. Sanders put up 11 receptions on 13 targets last week against the Bears.
Yeah, this is true.
It can be done. Okay. It can be done. You owe me a soda, dude.
Okay. All right. Abe, thank you for calling in, buddy. We'll look forward to hearing from you again. On the line next is who we got next? Oh, my God. Be careful with this guy.
Hurt my feelings.
His feelings get hurt very easily. Max, welcome to the Sleeper Wire mail sack.
What's going on, Max?
Such a big fan of the show.
Long time listener, first time caller.
Hi, brother.
Definitely a long time listener, definitely a first time caller. So you guys saw my question in the chat, and I just want, now that I'm listening to the show, I wanted to call in and get your opinions live.
We'll go ahead and ask it for our for the other listeners here.
Oh yeah, sorry. This is the first time caller, guys. Come on. All right, so I dropped Cam Newton. I'm done with him until he shows that he can handle himself. Regardless of injury, I don't want him. I put in a waiver claim for Allen. He got claimed before I could get him, so I picked up Jacoby Brissett, and I'm just not sold on him. I like him for upside as of right now, but still in the waiver is Winston, Trubisky, Cousins, Dalton, Keenum, and Stafford. Did you guys take any of them?
A lot of waiver wires. I'm picking him up in a lot of waiver wires. That's who I'm in. That's my go-to guy, and he's a Stafford.
So
Stafford? Stafford, but Jacoby has that baller upside.
Yeah, but the thing is that Brissett has – to me, he has a little bit of a limited upside. And Atlanta's defense, they were supposed to be bad.
Yeah, they're good.
They were scary good, and they were coached well. They were bringing blitzes and pressure at the right time. If Wentz wasn't the magician that he is and able to escape some of those things and just like throw when he's being slammed to the ground and making first downs, Atlanta's scary. I don't want to play Jacoby Brissett against them.
No, I'm going to I'm going to surprise you and say Winston. Giants.
I can't.
Bad. Defensively,
I can't, I don't know if you guys like. Someone posted a question in the Mixer chat, and I answered. And I don't think they realized I'm also one of the hosts of Sleepwire. or even in the caller, I was like typing like a madman. Like, do not get Evans. Get rid of him. I hate Winston this year. I think that whole team is so bad. He wasn't even the starter last year.
I feel like you hate Evans every year.
I feel like that.
I don't hate Evans. I love Evans. Evans is extremely talented. I hate the team.
Well,
they're frustrating.
It's very frustrating. They're going through growing pains right now, getting used to Bruce Arians' way of doing things. And we've talked about this at length too in the offseason, that in general it takes people about a year, honestly, a full season, to really get used to his system. So it may happen later in the season. We could see, you know, they have a week 7 bye. They could come back from that, and we might see a different Jameis Winston. But this week they have the Giants. I expect, you know, a mediocre game from him. But for right now, I don't really trust him. I would go Stafford here. Dirty Jobs has kind of sold me on Stafford, at least for this week,
This week, for sure.
I mean, I'm definitely – I've been preaching
Philly's
Stafford
defense,
forever.
Man. Don't sleep on them.
Oh, you can't see the Philly's defense, but I've been preaching Stafford forever. And honestly, for me, it was a flip – it was a coin flip between Brissett and Stafford. That being said, sneaky pick, because Sean Payton won't say Teddy Bridgewater is the starter – if Taysom Hill becomes the starting quarterback for the Saints,
I'm going to love that. That's going to be great. I'm going to stash him. It's actually a great time to go stash him, like, even if they do roll him out there and they're like, hey, you know what? He can be, you know, I mean, I don't want to say, like, he could be like a Lamar Jackson type of guy, you know, like, who knows? He's so interesting. He just has so many ways of, you know, moving the ball, and just there's so much game planning you got to do while he's out there. I like it. I mean, it's, if you got the space to throw Taysom Hill on your team, I wouldn't start him. But if
you
play him at DFS,
if I bench Hill, if Hill starts this week, I'm starting him against Seattle. The defense has looked bad, and I'm a Seattle fan. But if I scoop him to throw him on the bench to see what happens, would you guys drop Mostert? I like my
Mostert.
Bench.
Oh, like heck no.
Would definitely.
Raheem Mostarts. That's his name. Everybody get it right. Raheem Mostarts. Yeah. He needs Mostarts.
Yeah,
he's good.
Bruce, come on. Like on my bench right now, I have Carlos Hyde, who I can't drop. I have Rashad Penny, who's a number one running back if Carson gets hurt. I have Jackson from Los Angeles, who I can't drop. I Cole Beasley, I'm not dropping. Duke Johnson,
drop
I'm not
Cole
dropping.
Beasley. Why are you holding on to Cole Beasley?
Because he's in love with Cole Beasley. He is a love affair with Cole Beasley. He can't do it. It's personal.
Oh, PGR stud, dude. Get out of here. Get out of here.
I don't know, man. Mostert, 151 yards and a score. I'm good with that. I'm not passing that up. I love Raheem Mostert.
If it's me, I'm not rostering Hill right now. I don't really see the upside. I think that Teddy Bridgewater's going to end up being the guy, and at best they're going to do some gimmicky stuff where they're each getting a bunch of snaps.
Yeah, I just that kid, even in the limited time we've seen him play, he's looked fantastic. He can throw the ball, he can
run.
He's
electric. He's
like Booby Miles, and he can pass too.
Yeah, Booby Miles, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they say he's the most athletic player on the team. But yeah, you're going to go with Stafford, apparently, because I've been outvoted.
Yeah.
So you're going to Stafford. Don't drop Mostert.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I'm probably going to. All right. Second question. So I have Williams, KC, as a running back, questionable. Mostert or Williams?
Mostarts. Williams isn't even going to play. He's supposed to be out, I think.
He's sidelined today, but they're still hopeful. But LeSean McCoy just ruined that whole backfield.
Yeah.
Well, we don't really know if McCoy's playing either. I think that if Damian Williams is playing and McCoy is not, then I'm going Damian Williams. If both of them are active, then I'm going to go Mostert.
Right.
I think one of them will play. I'd go Mostert either way.
That's why I love the Mostert.
Yeah, I really love this guy. And I love Breda, too. I just love the San Francisco offense. But, yeah, I can go on with this. And we got three talkers between us now.
Yeah,
and I got three callers waiting, too, here. Come on.
I wasn't even on the show, so I'm going to get out of here. Thanks for the help. I'm a huge fan. I will like, subscribe, and leave a review on iTunes and Stitcher.
Yes, please.
And, you know, maybe I'll use your pristine auction code. Who knows?
Well, that'd be nice.
Have a great one, guys.
By the way, do you know it?
It's Sleeper, isn't it?
Sleeper Wire. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
Oh, Sleeper Wire?
Sleeper Wire, $5 off. I heard.
Casino Auction, where you get all your good sports stuff.
All right, Max.
All right, later.
Okay, Max.
Later, fellas.
All right, Max. We'll talk to you later. We're in group chat together. We can talk to you anytime. But I guess he realized we ignore his questions in group chat, so he figured this is the best way to talk to us.
It might be. He has us right here and now.
All right, DJ's up next. DJ, thanks for being so patient, man. You're on the Sleepwire mail sack.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, DJ?
Okay. Hold on. I'm sorry, man. All right, I was just listening to that conversation you guys were having. All right, so here's what I got. I got Chris Godwin, John Brown, Miko Hardman. I got Mike Evans, okay, as well. I got DJ Moore, and I got Jamison Crowder, and I got McLaurin. All right. I can repeat that again. Thank you, ma'am. Out of those three receivers, I start three receivers. Thanks.
Repeat it one more time for us.
All right, cool. I got Chris Godwin, John Brown, Miko Hardman. I got Mike Evans, DJ Moore, which Cam Newton's not playing, Jamison Crowder, and McLaurin. Out of those three, who do you start? And I start three receivers.
It's interesting.
Godwin, Evans, and Brown.
So right now I got Godwin, Brown, and Hardman in.
No, I'm not starting Hardman over Evans.
Yeah, I don't think that I can either.
All right, so you're playing Godwin and Evans at the same time?
No.
Yeah, I guess.
And I'm playing the first three you said. I like having a piece of that Chiefs game too.
Yeah, but I mean, they're playing Baltimore. It's such a crapshoot there because even with Hill out, you have Sammy Watkins, you have Hardman, Robinson, and Kelsey. So yeah, I mean, Hardman could grab one, right? I mean, he could snag one and take it to the house, but I know Evans has been down. I expect him to bounce back.
Okay. So you're saying in final, Godwin, Evans, and John Brown, and bench DJ Moore and McLaurin.
Yeah, I love McLaurin, but I have trouble starting him over Godwin or Evans or Browns when he's playing Chicago.
All right, cool. So I'll keep that in there. All right. Is Crowder a hold?
I mean, that's tough. It's Sam Darnold's supposed to come back week five after their bye is kind of when they're coming back. He was clearly getting peppered with targets. So I think that it's probably a hold.
Yeah, worth a stab.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, he's your most droppable.
Yeah, he even got targeted towards the end of the game. Once they seemed like, hey, let's open it up a little bit more and let's let this guy throw a pass or two, which he was like 20 for 25, which is kind of crazy when you look back at it. He targeted Crowder a little bit towards the end of the game. Would have liked to see it more, but that was such an ugly game. So, yeah, I'm not dropping Crowder.
Okay. All right. Y'all got room for one more? Or you got to go.
Yeah, hit us with one more quick. We'll go quick.
All right, cool. All right. I'm bitching Kerryon Johnson. All right. I got Fitzgerald at flex. I got Aaron Jones and Kamara at running back. Are y'all benching Kerryon or are y'all starting?
That's a tough one for me. I think that I'm starting Kerryon because they just released CJ. They just released CJ Anderson. So I
Kerryon Fitzgerald.
What's that?
I think I'm going Kerryon over Fitzgerald right here.
I'm gonna go Fitzgerald.
Honestly, right. what I'm debating is Kerryon over Aaron Jones.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
I can't do Aaron Jones given – I love how much touches he got last week, but LaFleur's – I can't trust that guy. He wants to split. And even – it could be all coach speak just to, like, say, hey, no, we're not going to give him as much work. But I don't know if I want to roll that out when Fitzgerald's getting targeted quite a bit.
So Kerryon over Aaron Jones and keep Fitzgerald at flex?
That's what I that's what I would do. Fitzgerald is clearly the one there for Kyler. Kerryon gets Philly, which there's nothing doing there. To me, they didn't look that great. And CJ Anderson's no longer there. I don't guys
like Ty Johnson a lot.
I love Ty Johnson. Walk me off a ledge here though with Denver. Can Aaron Jones have another big game? Or are they going to feed him the ball 23 times
again?
No, he
totally can. And Denver is not looking like Denver, right? So he totally can. I just don't. I'm not. Kerryon's not that great either, though.
Did you say PPR?
I start him over Kerryon.
I don't.
I'm flexing. I'm flexing.
This is a really good problem to have here.
Aaron Jones over Kerryon or what?
I'm going Aaron Jones over Kerryon. I'm flexing Fitz.
And I'm flexing Kerryon.
I got Emmanuel Sanders.
Oh, you have Sanders too? I think I'm still going Larry Fitz over Sanders, though.
All right, so Fitz at flex, and then we're going Aaron Jones over Kerryon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, I'll leave you guys alone, man. I appreciate it.
Good luck. Yeah,
you're right, man. Good luck this week. Call us next one.
Okay. Man, that's tough. That's tough.
I love calls like that. Those are good problems to have. That's when you know you got a good team, you know? Those are good problems to have.
So. I just feel like Kerryon's trending up right now, that they have C.J. Anderson gone and Aaron Jones. They just ran him a ton.
Here comes Chirp.
And, you know, before we move on, but if you're still listening and you hopped off the call, trade one of these guys. You shouldn't have this much issues going week into week.
Well, I mean,
package
that's just
some of these guys up to get a better running back or a better wide receiver, so you're not worrying about each guy every week. Even though it's early, there are injuries. There's going to be waiver wire guys. I'm fine with trading two of these guys to get a Kamara or something like that. People are down on Kamara.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not like he's that deep. I mean, he has Aaron Jones, Kerryon, and I think, did he say Kamara was his other one? I think he said he had Kamara.
I don't know, but I mean, I feel like he has bench spots. It's got his team is so intriguing to us.
I think he's fine in there. Yeah. Fine there. Steve, right. Did we have any more callers?
Yeah, we got a bunch of calls. That's what I'm trying to get to them.
Let's go. These here, guys.
All right, Chirp. Yeah. Chirp, you're on the Sleeper Wire mail sack.
What up?
What's going on,
yo,
man?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you?
Hey, you got it. Yeah, right off the bat, I'm apologize because I didn't take up on the advice that y'all gave me last week. Good thing though, I didn't lose, but it still come back around again. Y'all were just kind of talking about your boy Raheem Mostert.
Yeah, yeah.
So, must start him. He needs most starts.
And that's exactly what you said. Now when I saw them points roll up, I was like, man, come on. You know what?
Don't let me lose because of
yeah, exactly. So, luckily enough, Odell went ahead and hit him off with the beautiful 85-yard touchdown that pulled me, got the Cobra clutch, and I got the V.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, my question that I've got going right now is still the way where I decided not to go ahead and pull the trigger and using my waiver wire position. And, of course, you know, I already have Mecole Hardman, so the other wide receiver, he flew off the shelves like it was Black Friday. And yeah. So Mustard, he's still there. DJ Chark is there. And it's kind of like the dilemma going on between that. And then of course Devin Smith is still here as well. And I'm like, if my man is not gonna be there, I can't believe his name just slipped my line just now, too.
Yep, Gallup.
Yeah. If he's not going to be there this week, that's a prime position for that Dolphins match.
It is. It's a good matchup.
Those are three I'm looking at trying to go ahead and pull up. But as far as who I'd get rid of, this 14-team standard league, and I think last time – you may have told me about with Anthony Miller. That's the, he's still on here, and I was just like, Chicago might pull it out, but.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry for hyping up Anthony Miller in the offseason.
He's a good talent. He's a good player, but Trubisky's so up and down.
It's sad. They're not using him, but we're not the coaches. I mean, we evaluate the talent of these guys and say, hey, he should be this good. But, yeah, I'll go on a tangent. So what do you need, buddy?
So I'm trying to see what – should I go ahead and drop him? Because basically what I got rolled on my bench right now
I don't think anyone's going to run to grab him.
I'm dropping him for Chark.
Yeah, or D-Rob, go listen to the Great Debates and tell us it's just a 15-minute show. It's one of our shows that we do.
He said D-Rob's already gone.
Oh, I thought he said he was out there.
No, he
flew off the show. Nah.
D-Rob is gone. So.
Oh, yeah, grab Chark. Yeah, grab Chark.
Yeah, Chark for sure, dude.
Grab Chark.
Wide receiver one in Jacksonville.
Yep.
He's a wide receiver six right now in PBR. That's crazy.
Yeah, that Chark, is insane.
So in comparison to doing, in comparison to doing Mustard, because my running backs who I had, which I should be good to go. That was my other thing, was y'all might help me out with the scheduling portion, but my running backs I got is David Johnson, Austin Eckler, and Chris Carson. So, and the other one that's on my bench, you know, I got Thompson that's sitting down there on the bench just waiting for his chance. So I got two slices of that Kansas City pie, and, I was just waiting, you know, licking my chops at the opportunity to put them in. But at the same time, I need to make sure that my team's going to be straight.
I think you're going to be just okay. Shark is a good option for you. I'm going to lean Shark. And unless you got anything else for us.
Just the last one I have is just because for my two quarterbacks, I got Cam and I got Jameis. You already know Cam's going to be on the bench. And I'm like, I'm trying to decide, you know, the waiver wire, the waves is not looking, it's looking barren, bro. It's looking real rough. And out of the folks that they have on here, I just wanted to run that by who I might need to go ahead and target. Now, they got that Giants quarterback. He's at like the top trending portion on here right now. But they also have, of course, Minshew and T. Hill is there. And I heard y'all discuss it on there just a few minutes ago with the last caller.
Yeah, I think if you need a quarterback right now, you're going to grab Chase Daniels. He has a role, unless there's somebody else out there that's not taken. I'd just pick up Chase Daniels. I don't think Taysom Hill's gonna. He's
right. The kind of impact you're looking for at the quarterback position.
Exactly. Yeah,
look, it's free right now, right? We saw Daniels. He looked really good in the preseason. If he looks anything like that, he could be a usable asset. And if not, then you drop him and move on to the next guy. But you always want to be the guy that has that option to move on from somebody.
Like I said, so are you thinking just go ahead and drop Cam as well, just keep Daniels on there for the time being? Or
drop Cam, see how Daniels does. If Daniels looks pretty good this week, keep him. If he doesn't do that great, just pick Cam back up.
Yeah, Cam's
talking about Daniel Jones too, right? Right. That's what I heard you say, Chase Daniels, and I don't see no Chase Daniels. You were talking about Daniel Jones, right?
Did I say Chase Daniels? So, I mean, Daniel Jones. Okay.
Daniel Jones.
I don't know why I said Chase Daniels.
Yeah, just making sure.
Daniel Jones.
And you're a Giants fan too, man. I don't even know, man. This is your squad. You're just so distraught. You can't even.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. I'm still sad over Odell gone. So that last game was not. That I should have never watched that game. I wanted to gouge my eyes out. That Browns game.
You and the coordinator for the Jets.
Yeah, it was bad.
All right, Chirp.
Anyway, good luck, brother.
All right, man. Stay.
Appreciate it.
Stay cool down there in Texas. We'll talk to you next time. All right, buddy. All right. Yeah, most definitely. Alex is coming up next. Been waiting on hold for 15 minutes. Alex, thank you so much for your patience. You are on the Sleepwire Mail Sack.
Thank you guys for all that you do. I appreciate
Absolutely. What do you got for us?
Okay. I got a mixing problem for you, as I'm sure many people do this week. I've gone ahead and just bumped him down to the flex. I have Chris Carson and Matt Breida starting. Do I drop or bench Mixon this week in lieu of Mecole Hardman or Jamal Williams? Is that insane?
Yes.
Yeah, if I know Buffalo's tough, but Mixon is still a monster. So,
but they're not that good against the run. I really like Mixon a lot this week to have a good bounce back.
Yeah, this year, if anything, if I've noticed anything about this year so far, and it's only 2 weeks in, it's very matchup based. I mean, and it's every year it's like this, but we kind of just like, oh, I'm going to start this guy anyway. It's been some bad matchups for him.
There's a reason. We know how talented Mixon is. There's a reason why we do all the research in the offseason. There's a reason why you took Mixon in the first or the second round, wherever you took him. I'm not sitting him down after 2 weeks unless they come out and say his knee is just really bugging him, and that's the reason he's, you know, it's bugging him more than what they're letting on, and that's the reason.
Right.
But I'm rolling out Mixon. The talent is there. The team is opening it up in the air. They're hitting the long bombs to both Ross and Boyd. So the safeties are having to play a little bit deeper. Not everyone's able to push up. Mixon is due for a breakout game. So if he's healthy, you got to point him.
Yeah, he'll bounce back.
Okay, that's good to hear. And so in that case, do you play Hardman or Williams over Breida?
No, I play Breida.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm playing Breida also.
I'm close on Hardman, but yeah, I'm thinking Breida is your safer volume play.
Safer, for sure. Okay, that's all for me. Thank you, guys.
All right, good luck, man.
All right, thank you, Alex, for calling in. Coming up next, we got Victor on the show. Victor, thanks for calling the Sleepwire Mail Sack. You're on.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. What's going on,
man?
Good, good. I had a quick two-part question for you. I have an insane fantasy team. I've won my league 2 years in a row.
Attaboy.
And the question is, I wanted to go over my squad real quick and a trade proposal.
Okay.
So my team is Lamar Jackson, DeAndre Hopkins, Michael Thomas, John Brown, Sony Michel, Marlon Mack. What's this guy's name? Darren Waller, James Conner. I got Shepard on the bench and Joku on the bench. Joe Mixon on the bench.
What the heck is this? An 18 league?
On the bench.
Right.
This is a 10 team.
Oh, okay. About to say, dude. I just knew you were calling to brag. Your bravado.
No.
I just was like, this guy's gonna brag. He's talking about his two championships. Your team is stacked. You don't need no question.
Yeah, what's the trade you got for us here?
I haven't even gotten to my last three guys. So I got Terrell Williams, I got AJ Green, I got Aguilera, and I got Tyreek Hill, who I drafted and got injured.
My God.
Yeah,
my question is should I trade Sony Michel, Michael Thomas, and who else was it? And Lamar Jackson. So it's Lamar Jackson, Sony Michel, and Michael Thomas for Tom Brady, Antonio Brown, and Alvin Kamara.
No.
I don't think so. I like Jackson more than I do Brady. Obviously, I like Kamara more than Mac, I believe it was. But then you're downgrading from Michael Thomas. So I don't think I'm doing this.
I think I make this trade, and I think I make this trade right now, and here's why. Because I feel like that Antonio Brown-Tom Brady connection is going to be real deal Holyfield once those guys
Antonio,
start
you're taking the risk.
It
Antonio
could
Brown,
be, yeah. That's
Antonio
very
Brown
risky.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Antonio Brown
that's
may not
risky.
Play.
I'm okay taking a risk.
Exactly. That's the thing that I'm serious about.
I don't think it's worth the risk when you're giving away Michael Thomas.
Aside from –
Lamar Jackson and Michael Thomas? No, yeah, man. This makes no sense to me. Sorry.
Yeah, aside from the cheat code of Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson is the number one QB, right? Like, do away with the cheat code, yeah. Right? Lamar Jackson is the number one aside from 6,000-yard, 50-touchdown pace guy. So I don't think I can get rid of Lamar. And Michael Thomas, I'm not as down on him as everyone else is. He's still going to see the targets. He's still going to get his. Obviously, it's a downgrade from Drew Brees, but I think Thomas is still going to be fine. And AB, you know, I just don't want him. I don't want him unless I'm getting him cheap. And you're not getting him cheap.
Yeah, I love AB, but he's got his issues.
Last quick question: James Conner in my flex position or Joe Mixon?
Conner
for me.
Okay.
Conner and Mixon.
You guys are awesome. I love your show.
Conner and Mixon.
Yeah, that's.
Go ahead and leave a 5-star review if you haven't yet. And proceed auctioning.
We'll play that in a minute. Thanks for calling, Victor. We appreciate the attention and the guests and all that. Hey, guys, the phone lines are kind of calming down a little bit. I'll give you the number, 256-567-5337. If you want to call in, 256-56-SLEEP on your phone. Coming up next, we have... this guy's called in. It's the system's telling me 7 times. I don't know if that's true. Stay Frosty 88. You're on the Sleepwire mail sack.
Stay Frosty.
Check your corners. What's going
on, guys? What's going on, Frosty?
Not much. Just at work killing time.
Hey, that's the best place to do it.
I got a question. It's a one running back, one receiver question. I need to start one of these running backs. I got Fournette, Jacobs, and Montgomery. Which one am I starting in my second slot?
Wow. That's
Fournette, Jacobs, and Montgomery?
Yeah, that's a solid.
Jacobs. Yeah.
I'm not sitting Jacobs.
You said you're not starting Jacobs?
I'm not sitting Jacobs.
Oh, like, I was about to say, like, what?
At Minnesota? I don't know. I think I might be sitting Jacobs here.
I can't sit Jacobs. Not for Montgomery.
Or Fournette?
No, I'm starting Fournette. Fournette's been terrible, but he's still getting work. So
yeah, I don't like Fournette against Tennessee.
That's true, but I mean, we're banking on Montgomery getting work.
He got like 25 touches. He got 18 rushes and then however many passes he got. Did he get any dump offs at all?
Are we talking about Ty Montgomery?
David Montgomery, right?
David.
Yeah, David. Oh, sorry. I don't know why I was thinking.
We're talking about Ty Montgomery.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought of David over Ty. David's clearly the most talented, but I don't know. Maybe that game is still stuck in my head. That Giants. Oh, Odell's still stuck in my head. I guess that Bears Jets game is still in my head. Sorry about that. Yeah, David Montgomery. I'm gonna go David.
And Jacobs also popped up questionable, dealing with a groin issue. So, I mean, groin strains are no fun. They're on the road. They're traveling all the way from the West Coast to Minnesota to play against a rough defense. I'm going Montgomery here.
Yeah, I'm going to go Montgomery.
Okay. And then the second question, PPR. I need to start a second receiver, Godwin, Watkins, or Woods?
Hard to not play Godwin right now.
Yeah, I got to go Godwin for sure.
I'm going to go Watkins here. He got targeted 13 times last week and the week before. Double digits as well. I know he didn't have the greatest game, but they're going to have to look at Hardman. They're going to have to look at DeMarcus Robinson, and he should score a touchdown.
So. You're going to take Watkins in that crowded receiving game against Baltimore.
Yeah, he had 13 targets. He's getting most of the targets.
Godwin was 8 for 9 last week, 121-1, and they're playing the Giants in Tampa.
Yeah.
They're at home.
Tampa's good this year, dude. All what
right.
do you mean?
Hoos and I are going to have a bet this week. He's taking Sammy Watkins, and I'm taking Watkins.
Yeah.
Godwin. And how do you feel about that bet right now, Hoos?
I feel pretty good about it. I like the target count, and I think Tampa's defense is pretty good.
So
defense is scary good.
Oh, honestly. Yeah. They're going to throw all kind of crap at him. Yeah, no, they schemed really well against Carolina. I think they're going to throw a lot of weird stuff at Daniel Jones this week.
What's his name? Sorry, the old Jets coach, Todd.
Todd Bowles.
Yeah, I can't. Todd Bowles. Yeah, he is making a statement on that defense.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with Godwin?
It has nothing to do with Godwin.
What does that have to do with it?
We're talking about Godwin here. The Giants' defense isn't any good. We're talking about Godwin putting up points.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So, 30 jobs.
I have a few beers in front of me. They're kind of
30 jobs. Break this tie for me. Godwin or Watkins?
Godwin. All day.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Frosty.
You're going
Godwin. All right, guys. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you. Right. Thank you for calling in. All right. Phone lines are clear. We're going to do some questions from the Mixler here. Let me get that together with myself here. Ooh, background music. Cool. All right, I'm going to work backwards on the Mixler questions here because these people are listening right now. Ricardo Banks, longtime listener, wants to know. Trade question. Kelce and Murray for Ertz and Derrick Henry. So he's getting Henry and Ertz, giving away Kelce and Murray, Latavius Murray. On his team is Eckler, Michelle, Justice Hill, and Darwin Thompson. I like this. And it's a PPR league. I think this is an upgrade.
What quarterback does he have? Or what Murray who? Latavius Murray or Kyler Murray?
No, Latavius Murray. Kelce and Latavius Murray to get Ertz and Derrick Henry.
I'm
doing that.
Ertz.
I'm doing that too.
I think you're lateral at tight end enough anyways. Yeah, I guess I make this trade. I don't like Derrick Henry.
I give that the... I guess the C senor. Okay. Wilson.
That was tough to make out the first couple times.
Yeah, it's, those Spanish announcers. They're just enthusiastic. Wilson 27.
Yeah, they're great.
They are. Oh, minimal impact just came in here. Waiver tonight. Who do you want? Chark, Debo, Aguilar, or Cobb?
Chark.
For a 1 week, it's Aguilar. For season, it's Chark.
What fab are you throwing at it? He follows up.
$100 total?
Yeah. We'll just say $100. Just give me a percentage.
15%? That's way too high for Chark. I'm thinking like seven.
I mean, the guy's
balling out.
He's the number six receiver between 2 weeks. I mean, he's super efficient. He's in the same breath as McLaurin. If you like McLaurin, you love Chark.
No. What has Case Keenum and the other has Gardner Minshew? And I'm
who
not
cares?
Complete, I'm
who
not
cares
completely
what they
sold.
Have? Look what he's
I'm not,
done.
Look, I'm not completely sold that Chark is going to end up being the one. I mean, they still have Dee Dee and then Marquise Lee coming back, and I like Conley quite a bit too.
Look, I really do. I love everything you're saying. I agree with everything you're saying, but we can't downgrade Chark and say that he's not worth 15%. That's nothing in 100. That's nothing.
That's not. What are you talking about? No, 15%
is nothing to me.
15% is a substantial amount. You can the way that it works out over 13 weeks is like if you do 7%, you can
you're
a lot
spend all of it. Probably.
I don't know. That seems like a lot.
You're not for me. I don't spend a dollar or two on guys. If I'm going to spend a dollar or two on guys, they're not going to be there for me. They're just going to be gone. I'm going to spend $10 to $15 on the guys I really want. And then everyone else, I'm not spending any fab on them. If they're available, they're available. I'll go pick them up for free. I'm not going to spend any fab.
I blow my fab early on the guys I want to prospect quick, and then I'll grab my waivers on Wednesday afternoon like a man, or at 3:30 in the morning.
Exactly. I was just going to say 3:30 in the morning, see who's left, and just feast. You'd be surprised who's left.
Scraps.
You don't get the name. 30 jobs by going to bed at night.
Minimal impact says, I love the chaos I've brought. Appreciate you fellas. All right, so I got a couple more just popped in. I got two callers on hold. We'll get to these real quick. Jesus Merkt, start Randall Cobb or Nelson Aguilar. Opponent starting Wentz. Not sure if you already answered this. Half point PPR. Cobb or Aguilar?
Aguilar.
Aguilar, yeah. I'm down with that. Black Mamba 24, Aguilar or Connolly? half point.
Aguilar.
Aguilar this week, yeah.
Yep. Let's see. Did Ricardo Banks? Did we? Yeah, we said that. Okay. Wilson 27, would you trade OBJ for Keenan Allen, or could I do better? I told him you could probably do a lot better.
I like OBJ. I think they're going to come around this week, so he's actually a buy-low target for me.
Who,
OBJ for Keenan Allen?
What?
Did you say OBJ for Keenan Allen?
Yeah.
I don't know. I like Keenan Allen more.
What?
Because I don't have him on the Giants anymore, so I'm going to have him on a fantasy team. So I want to take OBJ.
OBJ is a monster, and Mike Williams is there. Like, I know he's dealing with a little knee thing, but Mike Williams is going to eat into some touchdowns for Keenan Allen. And OBJ is just
back. It's not like he's gone forever.
He's a monster. OBJ's a monster.
Eric Musial, knee two, standard for the flex. Connor, DeMarcus Robinson, Sanders, Robert Woods. Okay, so those four for flex and standard. Connor, Robinson, Sanders, or Woods. Mike Sanders. Was it Mike? Why is my
Miles?
Brain? Miles, yeah. Miles my Sanders. Fucking brain fart. Yeah, Miles Sanders.
He needs two of these or one?
Just, two. Standard flex. Connor, Robinson, Sanders, or Woods?
Connor Woods for me.
Yeah, I think I'm there too. Miles Sanders has been trending in the right direction for me, but it's tough for me to start him over the other two.
I feel like I'm on Miles Sanders and Connor right here.
Okay.
I want to say Sanders, but it's not time yet. I don't feel.
Yeah.
I can't yet.
I agree. Need to eventually, the same guy, he need to eventually drop one for kicker Darwin, or for kicker. Here's who he can drop. Darwin Thompson, Madison, Justice Hill, or there is Gallup, who I don't want to drop. Other wide receiver, Mike Williams, Mike Evans, and the guys he already had. So it's basically between Darwin Thompson, Madison, or Justice Hill. Who's he dropping for a kicker?
Madison for Madison. Me.
Yeah, probably Madison, unless he's a Cook owner. In that case, yeah, I might drop.
Boone. I mean,
yeah. I know.
Hey, Lucas, you're the one that brought up Boone. You won't fight hard for Boone.
Look, Boone is better than Madison, but Madison is the one that they're giving breather work to.
Right.
So it doesn't matter which one's better, I guess.
Boone could be Cook if there's missing.
Boone,
and then Alexander Madison will just get the breather work that he's getting.
Yep.
That's why they're keeping him fresh.
Yep.
Okay.
I just think that both Madison and Justice Hill are pretty droppable right now.
I do like Justice Hill, but
the Bus Edwards and Mark Ingram just looks really good.
Yeah. Those guys will probably be there come Tuesday anyway if you want to grab them again. Black Mamba 20, I'm doing the same thing in one of my leagues. I'm dropping quarterback, tight end, kicker, and defense every week.
Yep, I do the same
and
thing.
Reloading.
I drop like four positions.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Black Mamba 24, who is droppable in a half point? Robbie Anderson, Landry, Aguilar, or Curtis Samuel? I told him Aguilar because he's like a rental kind of. If you had to drop one, he'd be the one I'd take out.
Yeah.
Like season long?
Other guys, I'm with you. It has to be Aguilar there for me, too.
I feel like it has to be Aguilar, but I don't know.
I want to play Aguilar this week, though. I want to play Aguilar until DeSean Jackson and
But not only that, I feel like Aguilar, I don't know.
I'm not so impressed with Robbie
Anderson. I have a feeling about him.
I am not really either. Robbie Anderson, to me, is kind of one of those late season.
Hey, you guys stop right now. Don't talk bad about Robbie Anderson. We'll just move on to another question before you talk bad about Robbie Anderson.
All right. Hey, I'm good with that. Keep it moving. Oswaldo, as are the 49ers streamable this week against the Steelers? They are part of my three. Lucas mentioned this before. Niners, Bucks, and Packers, I think, are all usable this week. Ricardo Banks, Stafford, or Brissett this week? I'm benching Cam. Good choice. We kind of talked about this already. I think everyone is Stafford side.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm behind Stafford this week.
Yeah, me too.
Again, this isn't a season-long thing either. I don't play season-long quarterbacks. I typically don't play season-long tight ends either, but I'm trying it this year. But
yeah,
tight ends, quarterbacks, and defenses, we're streaming them, boys.
All right, so Stafford's your guy there. Let's get to the calls. I've got Alex. I've got Matt on hold, and it looks like Bobby called back in, so let's get to Alex first. Alex, welcome to the Sleepwire Mail Sack.
Yeah, I got a trade in the works for you guys, and I'm just trying to figure out if it's going to benefit me or not. So I would be getting Julio Jones, and I'd be sending Hollywood Brown and Sonny Michel.
Is this dynasty?
It's a half-point PPR and a half-point per rush league as well.
How deep are – what are your other running backs?
I have Jacobs, Mixon, and Freeman.
I make this trade.
I think I make this trade too.
Sorry, say that again. Yeah,
I make this trade.
I have Hill and Godwin, Fuller and Brown. And I was like, well, obviously Hill is out, but those my three receivers. I mean, are putting up decent points.
And then you're gonna add on a sprinkle of Julio Jones. You're gonna sign me up.
Sorry, say that again.
I said, and then you're going to add on Julio Jones. Yeah, sign me up. I'm in.
Do it. Like, do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
My biggest.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, and my biggest worry for Michelle is exactly what we've seen. Belichick loves Rex Burkhead, so it's going to be very annoying. You're going to have games where Michelle has like 8 touches.
Yeah, the matchup is so juicy though that I'm.
Yeah, no, that's gonna be really, really nasty having all of those wide receivers at that point. So I think you're good to go.
Okay, awesome. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, man.
All right, let's get thanks for Alex for calling in. All right, he hung up. We got Matt coming up next. Matt has been on hold for a few minutes. Thanks for your patience, Matt. You are on the Sleepwire mail sack.
Hey guys, what's up?
What's going on, man?
First of all, has everybody given Hoos enough pats on the back for calling DeMarcus Robinson last week?
I don't think so. I think he still needs a few more.
All right, well, I got you one, man. And then for question, I'm really looking at Joe Mixon as a trade target. Do you guys think he's worth the effort of trying to make something work with, like, 2 bench guys?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Yeah, 100%. Yes. Wherever I can, wherever I don't own him already, which isn't very many places, by the way.
Yeah. There's this one guy who's hitting me up for, like, Christian Kirk and Miles Sanders. And the first thing he offered me was Matt Breida and Cortland Sutton, and I kind of laughed at him.
Yeah,
and then
that's
I threw up just at the times where the sign of the times we're in. I threw up. I'll take Matt Breida and the New England Patriots defense, and he immediately rejected it.
No one wants to give up that defense.
It's crazy. That's pretty much all I got. I'm gonna try to get Joe Mixon off of him because he's got him, and then I'm in like 3 other leagues now, so I'm probably gonna try to get him everywhere because he scores a little.
Yeah, that's he's a good buy low target. If you can trade bench players for him, I absolutely recommend doing that.
People you're not using, that's
cool, guys.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for calling in on your delivery route, Matt. Matt is the UPS guy. I think you guys remember him calling last year.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Often has the truck, huh?
Dog right there. Deliver a package.
Yeah, like, that was definitely a dog protecting its household right there. I love it when people call in from work. Okay, we got a few more calls here. They're still coming in. The number's 256-56-SLEEP, 256-567-5337. Oswaldo, I didn't tell you on hold, but we're limited to 2 questions. If you got more than 2, you got to call back, all right, buddy? So you're on the show. Hit us, Oswaldo.
Yes. Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey,
what's going on, man?
Question is... So I have a flex question. Who do I start? I got Hilton. I got Robbie Anderson, but he's going against the Patriots. Don't want to start him. I got Carlos Hyde. And then I got Debo Samuel. So I don't know who to start there. And it's standard.
Okay, how many do you need again?
I just need a flex option.
Just one of them. Okay, rattle those off one more time for us.
I got Hilton, I got McCoy, Robbie Anderson, Carlos Hyde, and Debo Samuel.
So this is Hilton for me.
Hilton for me, too.
Okay.
And my second all option right. would be Hyde if you're just wanting a running back. He seems to be one getting plenty of touches ahead of Duke Johnson, and he looks to be, you know, serviceable.
Okay, I got you. And then if you had to drop one of those guys, I mean, between – is any of those guys droppable? I got to pick up a kicker.
Yeah, I mean, if I you – go ahead.
I got Samuel, Coleman, Hawkinson, Robbie Anderson, McCoy. I need to drop one of them for – I keep getting screwed. I have a – there's an IR, like, you know, meaning position.
Yeah.
And every time I put one of the players, whatever, like, I'm good to go. But then, like, I guess when the new week comes in, it says that player is not available. No, like, you know what I mean? For the IR position.
If they get taken off of it, which I think is probably Tevin Coleman, right? They keep moving him from out to questionable. So you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's probably going to keep happening. Honestly, and then if he, I think he's supposed to miss more time, so you're going to be able to put him right back on that IR. Robbie Anderson's the most droppable player for me.
No,
they have a bye week 4, so chances are no one's going to pick him up. He's not going to have a big week next week with Falk. So
stop
you can
talking
probably,
bad
probably,
about Robbie
you
Anderson.
Probably, you can probably get him again. He needs a kicker. He needs a kicker, and he's not using him.
I think we should take.
You
got
to have something else you can drop.
Kickers. Just don't. Kicker. Quit getting kickers and tell your commissioner stop playing kickers.
Look, it's
yeah, you know what? You can win a league not playing a kicker. I promise you.
Kickers. Quit it. Quit
you
it.
Can.
Quit it.
Three quarterback.
That's not what we're recommending him to do, though. And it's
I'm not
Debo,
recommending that he does it. I'm just
Debo
saying.
Debo Samuel or Robbie Anderson. Those are his two to drop.
I'm not dropping Robbie Anderson.
Hey, I was going to ask you, you think it'll change once his status changes for 100%. Out? Do you think I could put him in the IR?
100%.
Yeah.
What platform are you on?
Standard.
No, I'm sorry. ESPN, Yahoo, Sleeper, Yahoo.
Yahoo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I can't confirm that. If you're on Sleeper, I could talk to the devs and say, "Hey, put this guy on IR or something." You know what I'm saying? But you're on the wrong platform. What are you doing?
I think you missed the first part of that. Who's he's? It's Tevin Coleman. Who he's out, and then he keeps getting brought back to questionable, so he has to move him off of his IR.
I see.
Yeah, kind of screwed me over.
Yeah, that's tough. Why don't you try to just do a 2-for-1 if you can? You free up a roster spot.
Yeah, I'm trying to. I have a guy. He's wanting to part ways with Michael Thomas, but he wants. I believe he wants Henry and Hilton for Michael Thomas and James White.
That's
not terrible.
It's a twofer, right? It's Michael Thomas and James White is what he's getting for Derrick Henry and Hilton. That's tough. I'd actually probably consider that.
Do you do that having Devontae Adams, Odell Beckham? But that kind of put me thin at the running back depth chart because I have Montgomery, McCoy, Melvin Gordon, Hyde, Coleman.
Yeah, that does leave you pretty weak there. And given that you're already really strong at wide receiver, I think I would stay put.
Yeah, same here.
Okay. All right, guys. I appreciate it.
Best of luck, man.
Yeah. All right.
Good luck, man.
Oswaldo, always good to hear from you, man. Always nice to chat with you on the Mixler. All right. Coming up next, I believe this is a repeat caller for the show. All right. This guy, give him intro music if he calls twice. Bobby Pigskin.
I can't believe I got the intro music. I'm so happy.
I thought that was reserved for Curtis. What's going on, Steve?
I don't know, man. You call in 2 or 3 times.
I got Curtis.
I start to like you.
Level of respect.
All right, Pigskin, what do you got?
All right. I have a question and then a suggestion. My question is, so I called earlier. You were telling me to stream Matt Stafford, right?
That's right.
Do I drop Randall Cobb or MVS? It's half point PPR, and as I told you, my other wide receivers are Juju, Robert Woods, DK Metcalf, Emmanuel Sanders.
Honestly, I think both of those guys are droppable. I feel like Allison is the two there in Green Bay. And Cobb might have a good week this week, but with when Gallup comes back, Cobb kind of falls back to the three. So honestly, both of those guys are droppable to me.
I feel more strongly about Cobb. I think MVS can actually get that spot back.
I dropped Cobb.
Cobb's probably Cobb's.
You
Cobb's
he's got Miami this week. I dropped Cobb.
Well, he's not using him, right? So long term upside.
Right. So it doesn't even matter, right? Yep.
Might gamble putting him in the flex given the matchup, but
right.
Most of the time, yeah, I'm not going to start him.
Yeah, so Cobb's, probably have better Cobb's most Cobb's most droppable there.
All right, so dropping Cobb. And you guys should do this show on Tuesday night because, when people are trying to make those ad drop decisions, that's when they need your advice the most.
That's a great – you know what? It's really
– it's not a terrible idea, and we've debated it.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
You guys would be on the phone till, 1 a.m.
Yeah, that too. But moreover, this is a time that we've been doing for years now, and we all look forward to our Wednesdays. That hump day is pretty special to us.
It's not a bad suggestion though. It's really not a bad suggestion. Really good. So we'll take that under advisement.
Well, think about it for next. Appreciate it as always, guys.
All right, Bobby. Absolutely. All right, dude. Thank
we
you.
We might for- bring something up a Tuesday live show.
All right. Yeah. Thanks for calling in twice, and thank you for being part of the show twice. Sean is next, and then Ryan. Sean, thanks for calling the Sleepwire Mail Sack.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
How you guys doing tonight?
Good,
fucking
man.
Great.
Good, man. We're doing the Mail Sack. It's Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. So got a tight end question. So I have both Mark Andrews and Vance McDonald on my squad. Picked them up during draft time, and the clear-cut favorite, as of right now, is Mark Andrews. And my league is kind of suffering on, the tight end side of things with my other team. And I've been getting some pretty, frequent trade offers for Vance McDonald. So I got a double trade on, the line right now with a couple teams in my league. So right now I'm trying to get either Josh Jacobs or David Johnson for Vance McDonald.
Oh, wow. You could do that.
What?
That would be
either one.
Yeah.
If you could get either one.
So, this guy's really struggling. He literally just lost in the Joku for, the wrist injury thing came out today. So he literally picked on the Joku and dropped somebody else and then just lost in the Joku. So that trade might be going through. And then I have another buddy that is low on running back. So I pretty much said, hey, if I get either of these two guys, who can I get? And he literally put up Michael Thomas for either of those guys.
These are your buddies?
So
don't do that to
me. No. What do you mean? No, this is this is fantasy football.
We dominate as hard as possible.
We do not cheat, but we are ruthless. We play by the rules, but we are here to win.
We're so jealous.
So just the three plus, giving you guys a little down of my team.
Are jealous of you.
At running back, we had a keeper league, so I ended up keeping Christian McCaffrey. I ended up getting him second round, round one, so he was my second round keeper. And so I had the number one pick. So I have Saquon Barkley, Christian McCaffrey, and Derrick Henry as my running back. And wide receiver-wise, I have T.Y. Hilton, John Brown, D.J. Moore, Cortland Sutton, and D.K. Metcalf.
Sounds like a winning squad there.
I'm thinking my wide receivers are fine. Oh, go ahead.
Do you get your way into your positions? Do you beat people up and take their guys?
I'm just trying to make moves this year to get that trophy. Because, 4 years when I haven't gotten close to getting the trophy, and this is the one year that I think I could possibly get it.
Trophy sound team to me.
Man, you're going to get that trophy this year. 12 years in?
But
So that's basically my first question is, like, I feel like that's a decent, like, double trade.
Yeah, if you can make that happen.
Michael Thomas, like, my wide receiver trade. Like, yeah. And then second question.
That's gorgeous.
Oh, go ahead.
I said, if you can turn Vance McDonald into Michael Thomas, that's amazing.
Yeah, we're all just jealous here. We're really just.
These guys are desperate too. Like, they're both like 0-2 right now, and they're just like hating their lives. So I'm just trying to make them happy, but make me even more happy. You know?
Excellent. That's how you try.
Thank you. And then the second question: what are your guys' thoughts on Daniel Jones? Because I know he's getting the start this week. I'm currently stocking Carson Wentz right now, and he's looked okay over the past 2 weeks. And I knew Daniel Jones, I'd be able to pick him up, like, for nothing. What are your guys' thoughts on Daniel Jones starting this week and from here on out?
I'm very much a wait-and-see kind of guy. He looked good to me. He looked really good in the preseason. He looked quick, decisive, stepped into his throws, he looked downfield. I love quarterbacks that look to make the throws downfield and aren't scared to do that. He's going to make some mistakes. He's going to have some turnovers, but I like the upside. So I don't – you know, if you got room, go ahead and throw him on the bench and see what happens.
That were my thoughts. That was what I was thinking.
What?
But I'm definitely starting Wentz, though. I mean, I'm not just running out.
Yeah,
starting
don't fool around Daniel there. Yeah, don't fool around.
This is kind of like just roster and watch what happens.
That's exactly.
Oh, right. Heck yeah! I mean, if Daniel Jones turns out to have like an amazing rookie year, then you can possibly try to trade him or trade Wentz. I wouldn't trade Wentz. I'd probably trade Jones if he starts the ball out, but. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't hurt. I wouldn't, you know, you're stashing them. Tampa's, we talked about it earlier. They're very good this year, and they're at home, too. Tampa, they're at home. So that's not a great situation for him to walk into someone's home and have a great game. But he's a rookie quarterback. They don't have that much film on him. Luke, is this correct? When he did play in the preseason or when we did look at him, period, he makes quick decisions. That's what we like about him, and he's not afraid. But yeah, this isn't the matchup for him. But he's got some better ones later on in the season for sure.
Yep. Sean, I want to confirm the trade you were talking about earlier is a 3-way trade, correct?
It's a 2-way trade. So I'm trying to get David Johnson or Josh Jacobs or Vance or Donald.
You're in the middle. So you're the middle guy.
Yeah, you're the middleman of a 2-part trade.
I don't care. Right. I'm still going to play it.
Trade.
I don't care.
2-part trade.
Not sure how you pronounce it or anything, but I I believe it's menage a trois.
I don't care, man. I queued it up. I was going to play it. All right, Sean.
That's a great drop.
Sean, thanks for calling the show, dude. Good luck with your season. Let's get on. Let's move on.
Absolutely, man. Thanks.
All right. Sorry. Let's move on to Ryan, who I accidentally called Sean. Ryan, you are on the Sleeper Wire show.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, how are you doing, bud?
Awesome.
All right, good. I got a quick question, a tight end question. Do you think it's already time to give up on R.J. Howard?
And no.
If so, do you think T.J. Hawkins can take his place this week?
He's a second half of the season guy. Bruce Arians just trying to get this guy right, get him to the highest of his potential. He knows he's talented, but he knows he could be picking up pass blocking. He knows he could be picking up a couple other things. He doesn't like how we've all anointed him a top 3 tight end, and he feels like he needs work to do. But he still is a talent top 3 tight end. You're not getting rid of him. Just stash him on your bench. Until he starts to go off, which he will at some point.
Look, I have O.J. Howard, I'm playing him. I did get a trade done, and I have O.J. Howard several places. I did get a trade done today where I traded away O.J. Howard and John Ross and got Zach Ertz back. I was very happy with that.
Yes.
And with, you know, the guy was happy to do it with A.J. Green looking like he's going to set a little bit longer. But O.J. Howard, I expect squeaky wheel gets the oil, right? O.J. Howard. There's been some talk behind the scenes of him, you know, not being too happy with not being targeted this last game. So I kind of expect him to have a breakout game against the Giants.
This, sure. Okay, so still bench TJ Hockenson and leave OJ in.
I think this week I do.
I think I might have Hockenson below OJ. I've been ranking OJ high despite his usage, just because I do think he can go off any week, like Lucas was saying. And yeah, I'm pretty sure. And I have him way above him. So yeah, I like Hockenson, but Stafford's got a lot of weapons.
Right on.
So
thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Okay, thank you much. Thanks for holding on for 10 minutes, too. Appreciate the call. I got one more call. I mean, we'll just keep coming in. We'll keep taking them. 256-567-5337. We'll be here all night. What the hell? Let's do it. Matt, you are on. Oh, by the way, guys, I forgot to tell you. Matt, just a second. I will be posting the recording of this show, and something I tried last week was to put a little timestamp with your name on the Sleeper app, so like at your name, and then I'll put the timestamp of where your question is. So I'll be doing that again this week. It'll be easy to find your question, so you can just skip through the
Steve
show if
amazing.
You want to.
He's
it's a lot of it's a lot of extra work. It's a lot of extra work.
We are so lucky to have Steve.
But I think
We don't talk about Steve enough.
All right, but we got calls. Matt's on the line.
We got caller.
Matt, you're on the Sleeper Wire mail sec.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
Hey. What's going on? Hey, I got the Minute Work League trying to dominate everybody. Got a pretty good team so far with some trades I've done. Right now I got Mahomes starting a quarterback. Running back, I got Le'Veon Bell and David Johnson. Wide receiver, I got Mike Evans and Amari Cooper. And tight end, right now I got actually Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews. And right now I got Marlon Mack at flex. I'm trying to figure out what trade to do next. To either upgrade at wide receiver on Evans or to get even a better running back than Marlon Mack at running back three, comboing either Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews with Marlon Mack or Travis Kelce and Mark Andrews, one of those two with Mike Evans. What do you guys think?
So I would upgrade from Mack before I would upgrade from Evans. I think Evans is a buy low target, and I think Mack is a sell high target. So if you could package, I mean, if you're trading Kelce away with Mac, I mean, you should be able to get just about any running back you want, I think.
Because a guy like Kamara, too low of a guy to go after right now with Breeze out.
I think that's fair.
That's a perfect guy to go after.
Yeah,
I would do that with Andrews, not Kelce, though.
Yeah, same.
If you're doing Kelce,
I would do either. I think either one's going to ball. So
look, if you're doing Kelce, it's kind of like, I don't know.
No, I get it.
I won't say
Kelce still has Kelce right now. I get it. You spent a lot for him.
Well, it's more than that though. What it is is all these tight ends are getting hurt, and you have so many that are underperforming. So
but he's got Andrews too.
He has Andrews also.
Yeah, you can't start both of them.
Well, you can.
Actually,
right.
I can't. Darflex can actually start.
Okay, but more than likely you didn't draft to start Mark Andrews in your flex. So
no.
More than likely you're not.
I
going
get
to
it.
Put him there.
But what I'm saying is it's a seller's market for tight.
Right. Right. It's a so seller's he can get market. Whatever he want at this point.
Right. So if you're giving up Kelce with Mac, then shoot for the moon. And if they don't want to pay up, then tell them they can have Andrews.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I mean, you have all the power at this point.
Gotcha. So pretty much Zeke, McCaffrey, or Kamara go after one of those three.
I'm not sure that I feel that great about McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, but I just go for whoever you want. So if that's who you're targeting, if you love McCaffrey and you want him on your team and that's your favorite player, then go after him. If you love Barkley and you want to go after Barkley, you could probably get Barkley too. With what you're offering, I think you could possibly get any running back, potentially. You know, you do have some fans that just won't trade players, period, just because they feel like, no, I love this player. So fantasy, you know, we like to have fun with our players too. We like to like our players. So it could be that situation too. But you could probably get Kamara pretty easily.
Cool. we'll give it a shot. Thank you, guys.
All right, good luck, man.
All right,
yep, good luck, man.
Thank you for calling in, and we are all set with that. All right, calls have slowed to a stop. Finally, amazing. We're going to take a 30-second break. We're going to take a quick 30-second break. We're going to listen to this amazing piece of production that our very own Dirty Jobs Mike made. We'll be right back in 30 seconds.